Welcome to Take 10 with Infection Control, a series of casual conversations on topics of interest to the healthcare community.
Hi everyone, I'm Julie Marshall, a corporate nurse educator. I'm here with Dr. Shiley.
Hi Julie. So I'm Kevin Shiley, I'm an infectious disease doctor, and I also help out with the infection control program here at Catholic Health. And so I guess we need to talk about infection prevention control.
So what's the first thing in preventing infection?
Okay, all right. So key points here is that if you have to pick one thing in the world that you want to stop infections developing in the hospital with, it's going to be hand hygiene. And so, that's kind of like a boring term, but it really refers to just the idea of washing your hands or cleaning your hands with either soap and water or just using alcohol hand sanitizer.
So why is hand hygiene such a big deal in hospitals?
It is probably the most important intervention that we have in all of healthcare to prevent the spread of infections. So, you know, you've probably been around the hospital walking the halls and seen all sorts of carts outside of rooms where people have to wear special isolation gowns. And I'm sure you've heard about people developing drug-resistant bacterial infections. And the issue with the hospital is that there's such a wide variety of patients with diminished immune systems, patients that have open wounds, draining wounds, and then you mix that with devices and then the fact that they're receiving piles of antibiotics, and it's really a really nice environment for the spread of bacteria.
So we see a lot of people washing their hands or cleaning their hands in the hospital, but when are there most important moments when we need to wash our hands?
All right, so that's really important. I mean, a lot of people think they know when they're supposed to wash their hands or clean their hands. But if you were to walk around and ask a lot of staff, they may not actually be able to tell you the times when it's most important. The World Health Organization has this thing called the five moments of hand hygiene, and they're divided up into kind of the different times when you have risk of transmission. So the first moment is before you touch a patient. So if you're about to touch a patient, you need to make sure that you have taken the time to clean your hands. The next moment would be after you touch a patient. And so the idea, of course, before touching the patient is that you may have something on your hands, from something as simple as a computer keyboard that could be transmitted into a patient's wound or IV site, etc. And then after you touch the patient, of course, you can pick up things that are on the patient as well. The third moment, which is one that sometimes people don't think about, is after you touch a patient's immediate environment. So if I give you the example, like you go into a patient's room and you never touch the patient, but the IV pump is beeping and you might hit the button to quiet it down or to restart it. That moment, when you touch that IV pump, you've touched the patient's immediate environment. Some people ask me why that even matters, why that's considered an infection risk. And I like to kind of use the example of the patient that maybe has soiled the bed. So I've personally gone into many a patient room and found the patient having been incontinent. And we get some other folks in the room, and we roll the patient over and clean them up. And then maybe the IV pump starts beeping while we're doing it. And what do?
Hit the IV pump.
You hit the IV pump, and you make it go silent, or you restart it, and then you keep going with your work. Well, you just transmitted feces to the pump. And when you have done that, it causes a chain of transmission. So it's really, really important that whenever you go into a patient room, if you touch really anything in that room, you should assume that there is contamination pretty much on everything in that room. So we sometimes use the word, there's a fecal patina on the stuff, and a patina is just a layer of grime. And so you should assume that, and that's why you really need to wash your hands after you touch the patient environment, even if you didn't touch the patient. So that's number three. Number four is not quite as common, but that's before you perform any procedure that involves aseptic technique. So certainly before anyone goes into the OR and scrubs in, they should be washing their hands. But there might be a procedure, for example, going on in a patient room or another patient care area where you need to use aseptic technique. And in that environment, you always need to wash your hands before you put on those sterile gloves because you want to avoid contamination. And then the last one, the fifth one, is actually kind of the most intuitive time, and I think most people usually are pretty good about this one. But if you ask people, they always forget about it too when they're asked. And this is when your hands become visibly soiled. Okay? So let's say you're having a really, really bad day and you go to say hi to a patient and then you put your hand down on the bed rail and when you pick your hand up, there's something attached to your hand that's also still attached to the bed rail even though your hand's like a foot away from it. That's a time you probably want to wash your hands aggressively with some soap and water to get whatever's on your hands off. So those are the ones that most people intuitively know to do, but it's important to mention that fifth one.
So we have Purells and all the hand sanitizers throughout the hospitals. So a lot of people use those when they go into patient's room or after they're done caring for a patient. Is there a specific time when soap and water is necessary and not the utilization of hand sanitizers?
Yeah, that's actually a really good question. So first off, the alcohol hand sanitizer is great in most situations. It is extremely convenient, it's very fast, and it's around the hospitals. It's really in most places that you need it. But your question is appropriate because there are times when you really do need to use soap and water. One time is if your hands are obviously visibly soiled. So if you get feces or blood or some other kind of substance on your hands, you need to use soap and water because the cleansing action, the cleaning action, actually gets that material off your hands. It doesn't just disinfect. So that's important. The other time it's incredibly important, and you really need to remember this, is when you're dealing with patients that have known C. difficile infection. So C. difficile, as some of you may know, is a diarrheal illness that's spread by a bacteria that lives in our bowels. So another simpler way to think about this is it lives in poop. And it turns out that the alcohol in hand sanitizers cannot kill the spores that this stuff makes. These spores can actually live on surfaces for months. And so if you go in and you touch something where any of that patient's feces is touched, and we already talked about the fecal patina, then you really need to wash your hands with some soap and water. The soap doesn't kill the spores any better than alcohol, but what happens is the soap and the water, the mechanical action, actually gets it off your hands, and so you can go on and see your next patient without transmitting C. diff.
If I wore gloves, do I even have to do hand hygiene afterwards?
Oh my gosh, yes, absolutely. So, as an infectious disease doctor, I routinely wear gloves because I have had those experiences where I inadvertently put my hand into things I didn't know were there, and that's just an unpleasant sensation to begin with. But I still wash my hands before and after I wear gloves. And the reason, if you think about this, I want you to imagine you're sitting at a nursing station working at a computer. And imagine that hours earlier someone else was doing the same thing and they were also just handling a blood specimen or a feces specimen, or maybe they just weren't so great in washing their hands on the way out the door and they had contaminated hands, or they had a cold for that matter. They're typing on a computer or using a mouse. Well, you're doing the same thing. You're touching that computer, using that mouse. You're walking through the halls. And when you get into that patient room, let's say you still don't want to wash your hands, but you say, I'm going to throw gloves on. Well, when you put gloves on, you have to pull them out of the box. And when you're pulling those gloves out of the box, what do you think you're doing to the gloves?
You're touching the gloves.
Yeah, you're contaminating them. So, when you put gloves on, you have to wash your hands ahead of time to keep those gloves as clean as possible on the outside. Because the gloves are really there largely to protect you as a healthcare worker. But it's really, really important that you wash those hands before you put the gloves on. Now, you might say, well, how about the way out the door, right? You wear gloves, and you take your gloves off, you should be okay, but that's unfortunately not true either. We know from multiple studies that when you pull your gloves off, you self-contaminate around 60 to 70% of the time. And so the gloves are helpful from kind of major exposures to blood and other body fluids, but when you pull those gloves off, you still actually have a fairly high rate of self-contamination. And even if you're not worried about your own self, you still got to think about that transmission to the next patient you're seeing. So
when I wash my hands, if I have to wash them with soap and water, how?
Right. So if you're using soap and water, there's a couple tricks we recommend in terms of how long you wash for. Generally between 15 and 20 seconds. Some people say if you can sing Happy Birthday really, really fast, that's a good way to do it. Another way is to do your ABCs really fast. You could do it out loud. I probably would do it in my head, but you know. But 15, 20 seconds is a reasonable amount of time.
If you said the ABCs or saying Happy Birthday out loud, do you think that would be a good way to educate the patient after they ask you why you're singing Happy Birthday and your ABCs?
Oh my God, that's a great idea. You should. Okay, so now I'm changing my statement. You should absolutely say Happy Birthday or your ABCs when you wash your hands, in front of patients at least, because they're going to ask you what the heck you're doing, and then you're going to tell them, I'm washing my hands. You should do that too. And that's really, really important. I'm glad you brought up patients, because we're talking so much about the healthcare workers, but with patients, they really need to wash their hands too. Now, you know, there's some patients that just for various reasons are truly unable to wash their hands, but any patient absolutely that can get up and out of bed safely and use the bathroom should definitely be encouraged to wash their hands. And for them, you know, the guidance should be if their hands are soiled, if they're going to eat food after they're done going to the bathroom, like kind of the stuff that probably most of our moms taught us. But unfortunately, sometimes people forget, particularly when they're just not feeling well, maybe not so inclined to do anything. If they're at the bedside and they really can't get up and out of bed, but they're still able to kind of use their hands, say they're eating food, most of our, or I think all of our facilities actually have hand wiping things available that we give them on admission. They're called Sani Hands. And these look like kind of those wipes that you might get at a barbecue restaurant, except they have an alcohol-based cleanser in them. So when they come into the hospital, or if you see sitting at their bedside and they're have a meal in front of them, ask them, you know, do you need something to wash your hands with? And show them these hand sanitizer wipes, because we can really help our patients, particularly preventing C. diff, by having to wash their hands ahead of time. So that's about it, you know, in terms of the patients.
All right. Well, that was all about hand hygiene, so thank you all for listening.
Awesome. Thank you.